What's up, my jiu-jitsu? Thank you for tapping in, and we're back this week in studio with Forge. Shout out Coach Alex for letting us film here, and I got, you know, world champion Tyree Saxon over here.
Right,
hey. Right. What's up, and then we got, you know, old man Rico. I took his spot today. He's been giving me crap all day about it. I'm not, you know, whatever reason, you know. Nah,
it's in my spot.
Yeah, I am. But like I said, you never come on Saturdays, so.
Bruh, it don't matter. It's my spot. You know already, to be able to be in jiu-jitsu, you have to have a level of autism.
Yeah,
I'm like Sheldon, bro. You're in my spot, period. That's all it is. That's my level of autism. All right,
shout out Big Bang Theory. Okay, yeah, I like that one. I didn't even think about that.
Exactly,
there is something to that. Yeah. So Tyree, why don't you talk to me real quick about what it feels like to be a world champion?
Man, it feels good to know that I am, that I've did it, and that I achieved it. I just, you know, the short amount of time of achieving the goal, like, to being a world champ, I thought, like, it was my goal to get it. I thought I was going to do it within, like, 5 years of joining jiu-jitsu. Like,
yeah.
That was the plan. Like, okay, I know I'll get it in 5 years. So mm-hmm. let's work towards that, the 5 years. And to get it in two, I was like, oh, this is unexpected.
Like, yeah.
Like, oh, wait a minute. Now just to, you know, but also with it, you know, even though I had the respect from my teammates, it's another level of respect of now, like now they're more so looking at me like, okay, you're the world champ. Now it's like leading like more by example, like, okay, mm-hmm. understanding the coaches more, what they're teaching, so being able to like teach them and show them like how I learned it from my coaches showing me, like,
yeah,
you know. So like I said, it feels great, you know, and then I forget about it until someone says it again, hey, world champ. I'm like, oh, I forgot all about it, like I didn't,
of course,
you know. So mm-hmm. I love the feeling of it, you know. I'm not gonna get big headed about it because there's still more. I want to get more of them. Now, maybe if I get like five of them, then it's like, okay, yeah.
You already got a pretty big head, you know.
Hey, right? You all head, hey, bro. I'm telling you.
Man, I was trying to,
help
yesterday.
Me win, okay.
Was it yesterday? He gave me that concussion when I was trying to wrap my head around his head. He's like, nah, bro. Coach Rico.
Yes, sir.
Watching his progression and growing, what do you expect out of him now?
I don't expect out of any of the athletes in here. Like, I never want, I don't want you to live up to my expectations. I want you to live up to yours.
Okay.
And my job is not to create a goal for T. My mm-hmm. job is to help him achieve the ones that he sets for himself.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I expect T to succeed at anything T chooses to succeed at. I'll be honest with you. He's one of those dudes that, like, we all are proud of him for winning a world title, but I'm more proud that this dude is, I see him more than I see my kids. He's here every day. He's here on off days. If I want somebody to train with me privately, he's the first one I hit up because he's going to say yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where, when, how. And then when he's done training with us 4, 5, 6 sessions a day, he goes and runs in a goddamn sweatsuit every day. He's the athlete that any coach should dream to have, to have. So I'm not going to put expectations on T, and I never will. But I am going to watch him hit every one of the expectations he puts on himself. I know that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I know, I feel bad that I wasn't there to film it for you. So my fault on that.
Oh, no, man. You already had enough going on, but it was like, you know, it sucks that you couldn't be there because I was like, damn, Jason would love this. This is perfect footage, Jason.
Yeah, you have no idea.
The angles that you would have got, and it was just,
dude, the run was just like, oh, it was magical, bro, watching T go through. Like, here's the funny thing. Before, and I watched the bracket. I saw and I had a good idea of who we were going to go up against. More importantly, how we can beat them in watching. You know, I didn't want T to study his opponents. That was my job.
Yeah.
I wanted to create the game plans. T, you just go out there and execute.
Yeah.
I looked at it. I saw, and I was pretty on point with who we were going to have to compete against. And watching T go out there and not just work the game plan, excel at the game plan. Mm-hmm. It was a magical moment, bro. Watching T go out there, not just win a world title, face his demons,
Yeah.
Because prior to that, IBJJF had kind of been his, you know what I mean? It kind of been his Achilles heel.
Yeah.
He went out there and all of a sudden he chose the right event to perform at, man. It was beautiful. It was a thing of beauty to watch T, Big T, come out. You know what I mean? The dude that gives me trouble in here. You know?
Can you do me a favor, bro? Can you pull the mic a little bit closer to you?
Sorry.
No, you're good. You're there? Good. Yeah, that's a little bit better. I think we have the photo up over there. Is him just screaming. It's like it's one of those epic, like, you know, hero shots.
Bro, that match right there, we are so glad. Me, Casey, and Coach were all sitting. Well, me and Coach were sitting in the black belt area.
Yeah.
Casey was standing right behind us. We saw the scream and we were so mad. We were screaming too. We were jumping up and down. It was, you don't understand. In that match, that was the match where I knew that guy was going to make it to the finals. I said, if we get there, T, this is the guy we're going to fight. He was good. He was solid, a solid competitor. I watched him. I'm like, he's tough. This is the one we may have problems with. This is how we're going to beat him. This is what we're going to do. We figured out a game plan. We said we're going to go early in the match. T was down 6-2. T was losing to this dude. This dude was tough. Mm-hmm. T ends up catching him with a Kimura with about a minute left and finishing him from off of his back. That's how he wins his title.
Yeah.
Now, the part I'm leaving out, that scream came from, there was a moment when that dude was on T's back. I saw it in his face. Coach saw it in his face. He wanted to give up. He fought through it. It wasn't about winning at that point. It was about believing in himself and not quitting.
Yeah.
And that was why that scream, in my opinion, that was why that scream, just that, and oh my God, we're so glad somebody caught a picture of that, because it was like, when he screamed, dude, I'm telling you, Coach had tears coming out of his eyes, dude, I felt myself getting flushed, I had to like turn away, you know what I mean? It was like, because we all felt the emotion, the raw, it was real, it wasn't one of those, you know, oh yeah, I won, it was legit. The man finally saw who he saw the star that we know he's been. You get what I'm saying? It was beautiful, it was a beautiful moment.
See, let me ask you, what was it like in that moment when you did want to give up, when he had your back, and like what was, how'd you pull through that? What was going through your head?
Yeah, it was, just when he got my, I don't know why I just sat in, it was like, damn, like, I let someone get my back, right? And then looking at the other previous times I went to Masters and Nogi, and it's like, when someone took my back, it's like, they usually, that's where they beat me.
Yeah.
So I was like, damn, he got me. I was like, there's no coming back from this. I was like, I was thinking like, you know what, let's not get submitted. We're not going to get submitted. That's what we're not going to do. So once they were able to, once they reset us, and that, I guess that kind of opened me up a little bit more. Like, okay, we're not fully done yet. They reset us. So I was like, okay. And then that's what kind of changed everything right there.
Okay.
The reset when we were there, and then they put us to the middle of the map. And then that's what I was like, okay, I'm going to try. I'm going to do something. I'm going to figure something out. And then, and that's what happened. He, just like how he plays, he slowly moved into positions that I were comfortable in reacting to.
Yeah.
And improving, making my game better, and doing, like, just achieving some things. And I was like, oh, thank you. Oh. And then, like I said, the movements I did to even set up so then I can get a double leg takedown, like, and that's when it was a butterfly. And I was like, I didn't realize, like I did it. But then looking at it, I was like, damn, thank God, lucky I've been working on butterfly stuff.
Yeah.
It just came so natural. And then the get up, I was like, oh, these are things I just naturally remember now doing after watching. I'm like, oh.
Okay. So that practice, just that muscle memory just kicked in that moment. Okay.
Yeah. And it felt just like the role. We did a comp training here earlier. And it was something I felt rolling against Evan. Did the same exact thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh, same thing.
Yeah.
So just to have that, it's like, and then get the Kimura, usually one of my top finishes, my number one submissions, to finally get that. And then when you hear it, if you hear it on the audio, you hear Casey, it's over. It's over.
Yeah.
Because basically, once I had that Kimura,
we saw the grip,
I'm not going to give it up unless it's really
dog
like
with a bone, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%.
I'm holding it. And that's what it was. I was like, I'm not letting it go. Yeah. He's going to have to figure something else out. Because I almost thought I was going to lose it, too, because I didn't have it fully gripped right, and I was slipping off, and I was like, Now I'm looking at my body position. I'm like, okay, please don't lose this. And then it all came together. I was like, and just after that, it was just let it all out. It just came out like,
okay. Thank you. So now going into, you lost Gee Worlds in August earlier.
Yeah.
So you, after that, you win no Gee Worlds in what, November, October?
December.
It was December? Okay, so December. So now here we are looking at, we have our JJ World League Worlds in May.
Yeah.
Then after that, you're going back to Gee Worlds in August.
Yes.
How does that, like, does it haunt you that you lost that? Are you preparing extra hard for that? What's your process right now?
I'm not going to say I'm preparing extra hard for it. I'm going to continue doing the same training that I've always been doing. Just add a little bit extra to it, you know, pushing myself just a little bit further. I'm not going to do anything outrageous, you know. There's no point. But the main thing is, it's like Coach Rico and them all notice, is just making sure I'm more prepared mentally.
Yeah.
That's part, mainly my weakness is the mental.
So you struggle with that a lot then?
Yeah, the thinking, overthinking a lot of stuff, and yeah, not getting prepared there. That's my weakness. Mm-hmm. And then if I can get that down, just like how I had for no Gi Masters World, I'll be set. But it does come across like, damn, 2 years already lost. I accept the first one because I was only a month blue belt. So it was just more so getting the experience and getting out there to see what it's like, but still no excuse. I want to get out there still, you know what I mean? The second one, that's when it was like more hit. Now I want to go again. It's like, it can't be a three-peat.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want a three-peat. That's the only thing that I think about. I don't want that three. I don't want to.
See, I'm gonna say this. Since he won his world title, since he won his world championship, I've seen the difference. Like, I used to tell him, I need T to show up, not Tyree.
Yeah.
Tyree is scared of his own shadow. T knows he's there to win. He did a tournament recently where he ended up taking second to a guy who didn't want to play with him. He tapped out a brown belt, tapped out a purple belt, beat up. It was an open belt tournament. He made it to the finals. And he got beat by a wrestler who ran from him the whole time, to be fair. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because this kid was afraid of T on the ground. He walked into this tournament with upper belts, T, not Tyree. I think there's a level of confidence that he's built. And you can call it arrogance, I don't care. As a competitor, you need to have that belief in yourself. We didn't have to talk to him. T, you're made for this. He walked in like, I'm ready. I saw it in his face. Mm-hmm. All we did, it was the first time where I drilled with him, and I didn't have to talk him down while I was drilling with him. I was just drilling with him, letting him, help him sweat.
Yeah.
I saw it. I think this world's, maybe there is somebody out there that's good enough to beat him, but it's going to take somebody good enough to beat him. He ain't going to beat himself this time.
Yeah.
That's what I see. You know what I mean? That being said, of course, that's my job. That's Coach Alex's job, is to make sure he's ready. He's firing in all cylinders. If I see it, I'm going to say something. Okay. Coach Alex sees it, he's going to say something. But I'm telling you right now, T is here. Not Tyree. And that's a good thing. That's what we need. You know what I mean?
You know, we need to get him in that CJI. That's what we need to get. We need to get Coach Alex to tap in someone on the phone and get us in a quintet over there.
Man, that's CJI. Oh my God. I am so excited for that, bro. Like, I can't help it, dude. It's an event, and it's one that's supposed to be entertaining. Meaning they're not trying to, I shouldn't say that. They're putting on the best fights. Mm-hmm. But while making it exciting and interesting for us, like Gable Stevenson versus Craig Jones,
Yes. That's
like that to me is the silliest thing you could ever do. Like, don't get me wrong, you do a wrestling match, it's silly. You're doing a jiu-jitsu match with a guy who, yeah, he's an Olympic wrestler, but he's not a jiu-jitsu guy. It's silly, period. I get that. Mm-hmm. And I cannot wait to watch it, bro. Like, I am so excited for that match, bro. I cannot wait to see it. But the thing that really gets me, like, did you hear about Lachlan Giles is starting a Misfits team. He's going to throw a tournament before the CJI.
No, I didn't know.
Dude,
that.
He's going to do like a round robin tournament for all, like Oceania, you know, all of that area over there. Mm-hmm. He's going to do it for his 66, his, I believe it's 66, his 77, and his 88. The 99s, okay. He's already got. He's already picked two spots.
And so he's doing whoever wins
the competition. But he's gonna, whoever wins those tournaments gets the spot for the Misfits, 66, 77, and 88, dude. Right? That's what I said. They're like, Locken can do it however he wants. He's the coach. Whatever he wants, that's what he's decided to do, man. He's still trying to put together the rules and how he wants to do the tournament, but he's going to do it. But the way he wants to do it, listen to this. This is what I love about it. He's already said, okay, this is the idea we're playing with. We're going to do like a round-robin tournament, and I don't care if you win your match. We're going to do it like maybe – let's say us three, right? So I go against T, I submit him. That's 4 points for me. And then I go against you, and I lose. You go against me and T, you beat us both, but you don't submit us. T loses to me, obviously, and then he loses to you, right? Nothing. I win because I got 4 points, even though I got a loss, because I got the only sub.
Okay.
They're calculating it based on, because like, hey, we want finishers in this thing. So finishers is how we're going to do the tournament.
Okay.
Like, I love, like, it's a potential that you could win, like, with three people, you could win all of your matches and still not win the spot because you ain't subbing nobody. Dude, that's awesome, bro. That's a great idea for a try. I love that. Like, that's, you want to know how to take out Stalin? That's how you take out Stalin. You know what I mean? Like, that's awesome, dude. Yeah. I'm actually excited. I hope Lachlan, posts videos or shares a link to watching that tournament, because you know guys are going to be going after it, dude. To get a chance to get into CJI, I would be. Yeah,
how do how do we feel about it not being on ADCC weekend? I know that opens up New Wave to join, because New Wave said they were going to join because of that, right?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. It's just not on ADCC weekend this year because there is no ADCC this year. So, you know, like ADCC is every 2 years. Yeah, okay. So, like, we'll see what happens. The way CJI is taking off, I would not be surprised if there's a third one. Okay. I would not be surprised if CJI continues for as long as Craig Jones wants to do it. Yeah. I would not be surprised, because, I mean, the fans themselves, like, we crave it. And like you said, New Wave, who boycotted the first one, they've got a team for the second one.
Yeah.
They've all said, we are going to be there. Like, you know what I mean? They've got, no, they haven't announced who their teammates are yet, but they've got a team coming.
Of course, it's going to be Gordon, though.
No. Right. No, Gordon has already said, Gordon has come out and said, I will not do it. I will not support CJI. He's come out and said, I don't need the money. He doesn't care. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he won't do it. No, well, I mean, you got to understand why, though. Really think about it. So you have Gordon come out at plus 99. That means you can't have Luke Griffith. That means you can't have Big Dan. That means you can't have, he's taking a spot from it. You
can't have Marigali.
No, Marigali's under 99, probably. Okay. Probably. Okay. He's coming off of an injury, but probably, I would guess. Or he can at least make under 99. But either way, you're taking away spots from your teammates that actually need the exposure. So I get why he'd say no, but also he's got beef with Craig Jones. Like, why would he, you know what I mean? Like, so it works a little bit of both ways, in my opinion. But
okay.
Yeah. But no, as you can tell, I'm pretty excited about it.
I'm following it.
I'm pretty excited about it. Yeah, I can't wait.
I'm just a little upset because I want to see Gordon Nicky go at it. That's all I want to see. I just want to see those two go at it.
That's the world. That's what we're all asking for. That's what we're all asking for. But I don't think Gordon's going to do it. I mean, from his health. Whether Gordon, I don't believe Gordon is ducking him. Why would you duck somebody you've already subbed four times or three times or whatever it is? Yeah, like, but I do believe, I'm sorry, but I don't believe Gordon is just sick also. You know what I mean? I think there's just, it's hard. Like I said, with Conor McGregor, I know I'm going a little off topic, but I promise it'll make sense.
Yeah.
When Conor McGregor fought Floyd Mayweather, right, when he boxed Floyd Mayweather, I said from that moment, it's the end of his career. He's not going to win, but it's the end of his career. Why? It's hard to get up and hunt when you're already fed. You know what I mean? When you got that, you got no money in your bank, it's easy to get up and train 15 hours a day. You're sitting on $10 million, $100 million, $50 billion. I don't know how much Gordon's got, but when you're sitting on a big pile of money, it's hard to want to train for 16 hours when it's easier to just sit on your butt and count your money.
Yeah, big facts.
Gordon doesn't need to work anymore, if you will, because his instructionals do so well. I just don't see why he would get up to sub Nicky Rod for a fifth time or a fourth time or whatever number it is. You know what I mean?
That doesn't happen.
See, don't look,
because he did break his ankle with the Invitational.
What if?
No, you're right. And that's why we all want to see it.
Yeah.
But ultimately, think about it like this. You got dudes in your division that you've subbed multiple times. Are you excited about competing against them? No. Don't even try to lie.
Not really.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, what for? What for? You get what I'm saying?
I feel like I don't got a fan base. They do.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
No,
give us what we're looking for.
Agreed.
We're paying for it.
Agreed.
We want to see it. If you submit them, okay. If you know you're gonna, if you have that confidence, I'm gonna get you a six time. Go ahead and do it. Yeah. Give the world what we want.
No, agreed.
And do it.
Agreed. Agreed. I agree with that.
But if you don't do it, now we're gonna be like, oh shit, this is a new man in charge.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, but that's the thing though. Is he really the new man in charge?
If you beat that one,
he just got a butt kicked by Victor Hugo. Nicky Rod just got his butt kicked by Victor Hugo. Is he really like the heavyweight or the big guys, the over 99? However you want to look at it, the big boys right now is in such a, they take turns beating each other. There is no number one when Gordon's not here. Because Victor Hugo beats him. Victor Hugo loses to Gutenberg. Gutenberg loses to Nicky Rod. You know what I mean? Like, they kind of all go, they all take turns at being number one. There's not one guy who's cleaning out the division the way Gordon did. If there was, I guarantee you, Gordon would come out and beat that guy real quick just to prove he's still number one and then disappear again and let the division go crazy, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the heavyweight division in UFC.
Yeah. No. Yes. Big facts. Big facts. Exactly.
All I know is traffic is going to be a nightmare that weekend.
Oh, dude. Because
Worlds is that weekend.
Yeah.
I think there's another. Jiu-Jitsu Con and Master Worlds is that weekend. Sir. So, yeah. Vegas traffic is going to be a nightmare. I'm not driving. I got some Ubering everywhere.
Bro, holiday weekend.
No, that's facts. Yeah.
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah. Was Labor Day. That Labor Day? Yep. Labor Day? Yeah.
Holiday weekend.
Yep. Yep.
So, I have a question for both of you. I have been training since 2021, around there. I've been trying to get my lady to do this like for forever. I know the guys at home who want their ladies to train need to figure out, how do you get your girl to train jiu-jitsu? What did you do, T? How'd you sell her on it?
It's based off just being fitness. You like working out. You like the gym, so this is another form of the gym. But then also, you know, it's also doing something with your spouse, like that you got, like, okay, I know he enjoys this. Let me go be a part of it, you know?
Yeah.
Let me be around it. Let me, you know, venture off in his world. So, couples have to, you know, figure out, like, meet each other 50-50, like, 50-50 in places, like, okay, I'll do this with you, you do this with me. Okay, cool.
Okay.
So it's just also, and then I guess you would say it's like that, her form of being closer to me, being around me, supporting me, and that's what it is.
Okay.
And then if you see her, she likes to fight, so, she likes the aggression, so it's like, it works. So then it gives her, like, she likes to, now doing all these chokes and learning it, and I was just like, run up behind you and choke you. And it's like, yeah, try this. Now, how does this feel? And it's, I'm like, all right, I'm going to catch you. Don't worry. So it's just funny. Like, that's how I got it, just based off that. You know,
okay.
The workout aspect. You like going to the gym? Here's the gym. Like, this is how we sweat. This is what we do. Here's training, you know?
Yeah.
But that's how it worked for me.
Yeah, I like that.
What about you, Coach?
I tricked her. I told her, get dressed. I'm taking you a date night. Just be comfortable. Trust me. We're going to go and have fun. We're going to work out a little bit, but it'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
When I did, she came in dressed in sweats and like a baggy shirt. I said, okay, cool. Come on. And I took her to jiu-jitsu, and she loved it. That was enough to get her to start, so to speak, but not stay.
Yeah.
Every time she got a little bored with it, I'll say, or every time she wanted to quit, I would have her brother come, or I'd have one of her friends come. Also, I'd invite one of them, so she had to come back.
Okay,
you know what I mean? That's what's kind of good. But then I'm like, she found a love for it herself.
Okay,
like she likes competing, she likes the aspect of making friends, she likes being on a mat with people, she likes getting better at it. Like, there was a time where if you laid her on her back and told her to put her hands up, which way's up? She got lost, like directionally challenged kind of thing. You know what I mean? Now she likes it. She can understand her body mechanics. She moves a little better. You know what I mean? So it takes time to develop, but you're right. Like you got to, introducing them to the sport is something we can do. Forcing them to love it, never going to happen.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. if she took a class, if you got her to take a class already and she said, this ain't for me, it ain't for her, bro. I'm sorry. You're on your own there. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't trying to make my lady do anything she don't want to do. You know what I mean? Like,
I think I could get, sorry.
Go ahead.
I think I can get my lady if it was like all women's, because she does not like the idea of men being between her legs and that close to her. That makes sense.
No, that makes sense.
And I feel like that's just an excuse. But, I'll let that ride. Yeah. It's like you say, you can't force her to do anything.
Yeah. I mean, that makes a lot of sense. And I think that, like, my wife kind of had an issue with that at first, too. So the first gym that we joined, if you will, mm-hmm. was all of, I don't want to say her brothers because they weren't legally related to her, but it's all the dudes that she knew. Yeah. She felt comfortable with every single man in that room because they were my family. They were my friends. They were my people. They were people that had been around her forever. So it wasn't like a bunch of strangers were between her legs, if you will. Right. It was a bunch of guys teaching her jiu-jitsu or a bunch of fighters that she knew were with her fighter boyfriend at the time, now my wife, but with her fighter boyfriend. It was easy to not sexualize it when the guys were going, okay, look, I want you to pinch with your knees. No, not like that. Don't drive your hips. I want you to do this. I want you to do it. And being able to explain it to her without, like, being a creep about it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like stop, you with Rico. They never had to say those words. She already knew that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it made it a little bit easier for her, bringing her into that room.
Okay. Go ahead.
I guess, like you said, it's all of it. She has to be comfortable. So, like, the guy that she's comfortable around, then she'll roll it. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, I got ways we can trick her. Like Rico said, he tricked his. We'll tell Coach, tell all the girls to come. Have all the girls roll with her.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. You know how it is, dude. In here, any given night, there's at least four women.
Yeah.
That's plenty of roll. There's four rounds for her. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Any given night.
Well, guys, if y'all looking for a gym where you could take your women, bring them on to a date out to Forge. Just a heads up, if you're in the LA area.
More than welcome, anybody.
You probably didn't have this issue because you've been killing everybody for so long. and I know you're a world champ now, so people probably respect you a little bit. But were you ever worried about your lady getting injured by, you know, maybe some of the more aggro guys or something like that?
I was a little, but then it's like, you know what? I think they should worry about her.
That's kind of bad.
She's dangerous. She's very dangerous. Like,
I'm not going to drop names, but I was about to say, do you know who his lady is?
I know.
I'll be more worried for the fellas, bro. I'm just saying.
Like, the way even, like, how I am when I'm going against Rico, and I'm feeling his strength, Casey's strength, your strength. Is this something, like, with her strength, I'm like, wait, it's like I never felt it before. It's like, where'd this come from? Yeah, like, wait a minute, no. And no, so.
Yeah, bro.
It's just, I worry about more of the guys. But there are some guys, depending on what game they like to play, that's where I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. don't go there, don't go that route.
Yeah.
You know, or like, if another guy is like, if he's like just like that, if they're playing legs or something else, no, don't go over there.
Yeah,
because these guys, some of the guys don't care if you're female or not. They're gonna rip something or just to even prove themselves, or even just as like when a female does something on you, you know, that's their ego. Now they're like, oh man,
I gotta get my get back. Yeah. on a girl of all things.
Yeah, so it's like why, you know? So those are the ones you gotta keep her more so, not even the aggros, just the ego type guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what saves your girl from, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. But knowing her, she wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah.
She's gonna like, all right, motherfucker. Gotcha. And she's gonna do something, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's true.
I know when I first rode with her, she came at me. I was like, whoa. Like, because I think, like, I don't know how long she's been training, but I don't think I was gone that long, maybe a month before. I think while I was gone in Africa and Italy in January and February, when I came back in February is when she was starting to train.
She's totaled out maybe like 3 months, I think, because I know she started over when we were at the other location.
Okay.
So I want to say she's been totaled maybe like 3, almost going on 4 months.
Okay. Well, I never saw her until I got back actually trained.
She was here November. I flew to Texas for Nogi Pans, my last tournament.
Okay.
When I
when I came back, she was like one of the first people to congratulate me. She was here already in November. Okay. Right? She was training in November.
Oh, that is probably even more.
Yeah, yeah, she was training in November. Like, I remember her from and she was with us at Master Worlds too in August, but I don't think she was training yet. Like, I knew who she was. She knew who I was, but I don't think she was training in Master Worlds, but I know she was there. Or let me rephrase that. She wasn't training consistently. She was like a one day a week kind of person before when she first started.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, probably closer to like 4 or 5 months, I think she's been training.
Well, whatever it was, usually, like, you know, when you get this with guys, but I feel like you get this a lot more with women, is like they definitely disengage until they know they have something.
Right.
She didn't disengage. She came at me full force, like a bull, just straight at me. I was like, whoa, okay, all right, well, I guess we're playing it.
Yeah, bro, yeah.
There was no feeling me out to see what I was going to do. It was just like, nah, I'm taking your head off, bro.
She does that to everybody, bro. She a bully. Yeah, she absolutely is a bully.
I feel bad for these girls when she gets like really up there with her technique and skill.
Yeah, keeping that muscle, keeping that aggression, and then we loading a gun and giving it to an infant. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, I'm literally
just excited for her first tournament. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, we can't wait for that. Like, I'm so excited for
that. I want to see. Like, come on.
Is she doing Worlds with us?
No, she's doing NABJJF at the end of this month.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Nice.
Excited to see that.
Yeah, me too. Like, I can't wait.
This is gonna be like, I think more exciting than the CJI one. That's how this feels. Yeah. This is gonna feel to me. Like,
well, let me know when it is so I can try to get out there and film it so we can have it on record. So
it's like April 26th, I believe. 25th. Okay. Whatever that weekend is, somewhere around there. Yeah.
Copy. Yeah. We are close to that time. We're going to wrap up. Okay. Is there anything you guys want to shout out or talk about before we head out?
Man.
Actually, real quick, I did have one more question for you. Just like, what are you doing now to prepare for Worlds?
Right now.
Are you already cutting weight? Are you dieting? Are you working out?
I'm already doing my weight cuts because usually when I want to prepare for something like that, is now getting to the weight that I want to be and maintain. So it's just getting there now and being able to sit there comfortably.
Okay.
So if I do want to indulge myself in eating or there's a party or anything just happens, at least I know I'm already there and I can get back there easy.
Yeah.
Everything now is, anything now from this point on is going preparing for that. Even though it's the other tournaments that I'm going to be involved, I might not put a lot of focus into them because that's the bigger tournament to me in my mind.
Okay.
But don't get it twisted. I am coming to win those other tournaments. I feel less important to me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make it easy for you, but yeah.
Yeah, of course.
What are you gonna say,
I think he's on the money. Like, for me as a coach, it's never planning for – I'm not planning that far ahead. We got a big one in May, and I'm trying to help everybody else get ready for that one. You know what I mean? But with him, I don't worry about him making weight. It's more about right now, let's just get the technique right. Right now, we're sharpening the tools. There's no need to get into comp mode or comp mind yet. It's 4 months that I don't want him to burn out. It's 4 months away. You know what I mean? It's get your body right, get your head right. Let's play a little bit. Let's work some new stuff. Let's get used to doing the new stuff so we can add it to our game. I don't want him to have a bunch of D-level techniques. I want his D-level, his D game to be interchangeable with his A game.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure he can seamlessly transition between both. So let's start working at, you know, obviously I ain't going to let no secrets out the bag, but we're working on some. Oh, you know.
I'll tell everyone I'm working on leg locks, baby. I'm coming for your legs. I don't care. But I need them to know. So when I do it, they know that I prepared for it and they can't get out of it no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. But I want people know his pressure. Anybody who's watching this, anybody who's rolled with him, anybody who's moved with him knows. He gets on top, it's a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
I'm talking about as a brown belt, as a Pan Am champ myself, multiple times. It's a pain in the butt when he gets on top. As one of his coaches, it's a pain in the butt to get him off. He's heavy, he's strong, and he knows how to control. We want that kind of proficiency from his back, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's what we're working on right now. When we have that, good luck. Good luck beating this man. Put him on his back. You think you win? Nope. That's when the game just started. Good luck. You know, and that's kind of what we've been working. That's what we're. But again, it's more of a let's give him the tools in the bag. he gonna be the at the end of the day, he's the carpenter. He got to decide if he needs his hammer or his saw.
Yeah,
it's my job to give him the both, though. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely feel at the end of the day, it's gonna be a fun time at JJ World League as a team coming out there. I think that's gonna be a fun time. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Yeah. We'll see what happens.
I mean, you know how it is. Like, anytime, to me, coming up through the color belts, you know what I mean? Coming up through blue, coming up through purple, coming up through even the beginning of brown before I found Coach Alex and Forge. Anytime I competed, it was me and my wife. That was it. Mm-hmm. She was my coach. A blue belt who had no idea what I was doing was coaching me, winning a pan title. She was my coach. She was in my corner. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Winning my second one. She was my coach. She was in my corner. I didn't have the teammates around me to come with me. It was just us two against the world. Yeah. I coached her. She coached me. When we go to World League, you guys don't understand, like, that bond that we have going as a team. Because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how you do. It doesn't matter how he does. It doesn't matter if I'm not going to compete. But it doesn't matter how I do. It doesn't matter what happens. Yep. All that matters is that we all show up and show out for each other. You might be the only one who goes 0-2, but I promise you, you ain't going to feel bad when you watch T walking around with two gold medals. You watch me walking around with two gold medals, him, her, and them walking around with two gold medals around their neck.
I ain't you going 0-2. Let me just you stop. Know what I'm not going 0-2.
You know what I'm saying, bro. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. Yeah, I mean, it don't matter. When the team performs, we all perform.
Yeah, yeah.
When the team doesn't perform, unfortunately, though, it goes the other way around. But it's funny, like, so one time back in the day when I was with a different team, you know, I did compete. I talked five people into coming with me. I was the only one who won a gold medal. You should have saw the way they all lit up because it didn't matter that everybody else got their ass whooped in the first round. We were bringing home a gold medal.
Yeah.
That team bonding thing, it means a lot to everybody who's a part of it. And I think that, to me, is the beautiful part of when we all do this together. You know what I mean? It's going to be 40 of us all representing Forge out there. It's going to be fantastic.
We gonna take that team champion trophy.
That's what's about.
Hey, we coming for it. We coming for it. I'm telling you right now.
The two banners and trophies.
Yeah, because we definitely didn't get it last year.
Under Forge.
Yeah.
Let me just put it that way. It's officially Forges.
Yes, it will.
That's honestly, that's what stopped me from doing the LA Open was that I couldn't do it under Forge. Was, no offense to Alliance.
No, I didn't. Of course not.
If I compete, I want it to be for Forge, you know?
Of course. No, and that will be coming around. I can't remember, Alex. Like,
I think you said like August. Like,
yeah, that's what it is. I couldn't remember if it was June or August. But it's I know six. Like, I can't remember if it's month six or in 6 months it's from six February. Months, yeah. I can't remember, but I know it's six. Yeah, it's either June or August. It's something like that where he'll pass finally all the hurdles of IBJJF. And once that happens, we'll be in all the IBJJFs too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I guess I'll step up the IBJJF then.
Hey, that'd be fun, man.
A couple of coaches, a couple of tournaments, so I still got those to do.
Yeah, always.
But other than that, it's all Forge, baby.
I like it.
That's it. Thank you guys for tapping in with us, and since DJ isn't here, I'm gonna say it: like, comment, subscribe, share. Let us know what's going on in your world, and if you have any questions, let us know. With that said, y'all stay blessed.